Simon Shinvav, Sef Yud Beis. Motel Harkis Beshabas Alavedo, Phil Hidavish also the Taltaloy. So you're allowed to announce about the Nevedo, even if the item is something which is Muksa, which even if the loser will present himself, you can't take it home because it's Muksa, you can't pick it up. So the finder announces it. We might have thought it's only mutter because by announcing it, you'll give it back to the owner on Shabbos. But here you're announcing it on Shabbos for the weekday. So since this is part of the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, so it's mutter because it's chepsei shemayim. It's not chepsecha, it's chepsei shemayim. It's mutter, even though the delivery will not be till after Shabbos. Mutter lahatur cherme seber b'Shabbos. So when they put somebody in cher, in the case of the seber, so you need to get the seber together to decide on it. Alpha P shein on the tzar Shabbos, even though this heter that the cherim would be something that's not necessarily specifically necessary for Shabbos. It's mutter hoba hu yom kenufya l'rabim havakiske rabim v'dashari l'dabar bom. So since Shabbos is a day where everybody gets together, so it's considered sort of the tzarchei rabim to address the issues of the tzibur. Okay, that's Mishabur is going to grapple with exactly that thought process. Allah emachrim in b'Shabbos kim b'dabar shehu l'tzar Shabbos, but to put in cherim is not appropriate to do on Shabbos. Unless there be a valid Shabbos need to put this person in cherim. Okay. Fine. Zakh the Mishnah Bura. Alaveda Mimches. Nishmisha Yodeya Ba Yabba Yagid. The Shabbos Aveda Mitzvah. Any person who has a claim on the item can come and say his claim. And so the person is announcing it's mutter because for him it's a Shabbos Aveda, which is a mitzvah, so it's chepsei shemayim. V'larmer l'misha yerdeya mimeno sheyeshivenu comes that hu b'chlal chepsei shemayim b'shari. So the now the person is coming to claim. So the bishlam of the finder, his achraza is he's doing mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. But the loser comes and presents his simanim, etc. The chayr is not chepsei shemayim. So he says, no, what you're saying, that it's mutter for the meshiv to announce, to be able to do the process. So in that sense, even the loser who's giving the simanim is also part of the process. It's called chepsei shemayim. Once they announce for a Jew, they announce for a non-Jew as well. Welcome Sakana Pshita the Shari. Obviously, if it's more than just Darkei Shalom, it's almost Sakana, it's Mutter, because Achronim, do it in the Mutter Lahakri is B'Shabbos Al Geneva. That sounds like the Machris is the person who lost it.
What does?
What?
What?
If the Mimachros al Geneva means the guy was not announcing that he has it, it means that the person who was stolen from is the Mimachros. Whoever knows about it should help him retrieve his item. So that's all considered, even though his motivation obviously is his financial needs. But the people who are going to hear about it and get involved, they're doing a Shabbos Aveda. So that's mutter. Mem tesa filo, even if something which is muksa, shel yuchal hameshiv l'hoshiv hayom, even though it's impossible to actually deliver it today, shel hachi mutter k'da farsim hinyan, b'Shabbos shuzman k'nufya l'rabim. But the announcement makes sense to do on Shabbos, and that will potentially lead to the Hashava, because that's the day where people are going to hear about it. Okay. So now you want to be matter cher mitzibur b'shabbos. What then even do b'chaloyim material b'shabbos? If a person had a dream that they put him in cherim, so that needs a hatorah. So we can have that take place on Shabbos. Tzarech Shabbos hu v'lishtai v'niduyei. So it's appropriate that the person should not stay in that state of cherim. So that's called Tzarech Shabbos, that the person should not be, for the individual, Tzarech Shabbos. He doesn't want to be in the state of cherim any longer than necessary. So why is it mutter to do even the amount of the cherim if it wasn't Tzarech Shabbos? Because since it's Yom Kippur for the Rabbim, it's considered Iskei Rabbim, the Shor L'Dabur Bo. So there is a concept of taking care of the needs of the Tzibur. I as an individual, am doing the mitzvah of taking care of the Tzibur. So that's called Iskei Rabbim, so that's a mitzvah. So that's a very strong mitzvah. Taking care of the needs of the Tzibur is considered a Tzarech Mitzvah. So being matar echerim of the tzibur is even though it's not tzarech Shabbos, but taking care of the needs of the tzibur is called the mitzvah. Okay, havikiske rabbi mashal the im who the tzarech yachid lahatulei mashal hechrimuhu b'tzibur. The tzibur put one individual in echerim, so the need is for the tzibur. It's for the yachid. He also kashen on the tzarech Shabbos. Then the chara from where I'm presenting over here. If it's the Tzarech Shabbos, so it's Tzarech Shabbos. If it's not Tzarech Shabbos, you need that it should be a need of the Tzibur. Here it's only a need of one individual. She can't be matter it.
Didn't you start by saying that being matter the need of itself is a Tzarech Shabbos to get a matter out of Chayim HaShabbos?
He said in regard to Ketan Nidu B'Cholayim.
What's this different?
I mean, Nidu B'Cholayim is the logic behind it is there's a siman shamayim that there's something wrong with the person, and there's no zman that he has to stay in it. It's just a way to give the message and you're matter right away. So I'm assuming any extension of it is unnecessary, so it's not so the tzarech is to get rid of it as quickly as possible. Whereas if they put somebody in cheirim for whatever reason, unless there's some need of the tzibur or whatever it is, the fact that the person was put in cheirim is because there's a reason to put him in cheirim. So it's not necessarily called tzarech Shabbos to get him out of the cheirim. Okay, when Masha Kosa Bebedek Abayis B'Shem Rebbeinu Yeruchim Mechem Etshubas Arash V'Shehuba L'Kamon B'Beis Yosef B'Sim M'Shin Shem Ha'alap Masha Da'afilo L'Tzarech Yochid Matir Eloi Shun V'Chol L'Yuchel L'Kabit Tzakol B'Chol K'sheyatir Eloi Mitzad Yochid Shabbos is much more the right time to do it because it's easy to get the Tzibur together. It was a Kherim of the Tzibur. The Tzibur has to agree to the Heter. So the time you get that is on Shabbos. So that's the argument that they're credit in Paschal Lamaisis. I mean, even if the cherim of a yachid can be nitter on Shabbos. Because of Babach, Basav, Simon, Shinzayan. Now, Shinogim, if you read him, Shashamish, Kari, Mitech, Aksav, Misha, Mukhram, Shumcha, Besav, Havakiske, Rabin. So, they put somebody in cherim, I guess, for not paying his debts. And they would read a list of all those people who are in that state. So Lachar, reading the list, what's the heter? Why is it called Iskei Rabbim? The Lulei Zeh Hoyin Ifsodin Hakoyvus Chomas Omata Vein Kerach L'Shum Mer Levatel Zeh Shenogel L'Hokol L'Tnei Kama Gedolim. So the Bach is very strong that nobody should come along and be Machar at this point. The Kama Gedolim were Machria. That this is something which is appropriate to do, because this is maintaining the whole general economic state by the public shaming of people who are not paying their chayvus guarantees the chayvus will be paid, and having a flow of money is a very necessary thing. therefore that's considered the tzarech of the tzibur is that there should be a flow of money. So this is considered that part of the tzarech, it's mutar on Shabbos. Right. But you can't put in cherim on Shabbos. Nun beis. And we're going to Rav Mechiyach the din cherim b'hataros ha'shava. My Rav disagrees, and he says, so that we deal with the din of cherim, making cherim and matul the cherim are equal. I.e., the yachid osel hachrim im over avera. So a yachid, you cannot be matur cherim, you cannot put him in cherim. Tzibur that you can mat the cherim, you can put in cherim also. So the yachid was ever vera. You're not makrim. Im loy shechil al Shabbos. That we came on the tzarech Shabbos. If it just took place now, we want to address the covenant of Shabbos. That's called tzarech Shabbos. So it's also to be makrim and it's also to be matr. But the tzarech tzibur what I feel the end of the tzarech Shabbos. The same way we're matr on Shabbos because we need to get the tzibur together to do it. So similarly, to be machrim, we also need the tzibur. Din leachrim on Shabbos, like yisasu b'yamachir, yisbatul hadavar. That's the Magen Ram. Say al yirabba, but sada de'ein l'tzarech, da'af l'tzarech rabim, ein k'day l'achrim b'yam ha-Shabbos. But that Shabbos should be the day that we're being machrim. That's inappropriate because a cherim is a form of a klola, and Shabbos is a day of bracha. Maybe say it was called Avraham. He goes Shabbos loitzches shehebi b'shem m'shem kneset gedola min a poshut hula hakel. Because we're talking about Avraham now, that we do allow being machrim on Shabbos. She was to be revised. Isa the chacham yochel lenadus b'shabbos lechvoidei. That's going to be something which is the covered the Talmud Chacham. So that's considered tzarech mitzvah, and that's for that. That's mutter to do on Shabbos.
Why?
Fine. So similarly, the Morris says a person is master shem shemayim on the batala, that he should be put in cherim. That's a cherim. The kabod, the shame of a kadosh baruch hu, that's called tzarech mitzvah. So that would be mutter to do.
So what kind of cherim would not be tzarech mitzvah? What would be machrim?
Well, the normal case of cherim was you know, they were machrim because of money and that type of things. There was.
What does that mean?
The person didn't pay his chayvus, they put him a cherim.
So that's a mitzvah then.
The problem, the reason why you're machrim is not because he's not doing mitzvahs. The reason why you're machrim is because he owes money.
Well, isn't it?
All right.
Okay.
Right.
So he's
to do that on Shabbos, we're saying that's not appropriate to do that on Shabbos.
Okay.
But to be machrim because of kavod b'tam hakochum or because of kavod Hashem Hashem, that's what to do on Shabbos. Uh-huh. Okay. Yud Gimel. L'hachriz b'Shabbos al karker hanimker. Okay, they want to announce on Shabbos on a piece of property which is being sold. Shekom Mishyesh L'Skusa Lov Yabba B'Yagid B'Imlav Yabba Skusoy is also. So they want to use the Shabbos, which is everybody's around, to make an opportunity to announce. If anybody has any claim on this field, they should call. We're Reuben is selling it to Shimon. If anybody has a claim that Reuben has no right to sell it to Shimon, because he feels he has a claim on the field, he should come and present it. And if they don't come, they're going to lose the right to make any claims after the sale. Any post-sale claims. So you're not allowed to do that, because there's no tzarech mitzvah over there. The idea behind doing it as a Shabbos is because this way everybody's around. So theoretically the person has fulfilled his obligation to publicize it. But that's not a reason to matter for Shabbos. So they want to announce that so and so got his wine shipment in and people can come by. So the purpose over here really is, theoretically the purpose is they should get wine and be able to use wine for Kiddush, but the main point is that the person has wine, it's a way to publicize that there's wine to sell. So that's not considered, it's considered part of Mechel Kamemper. Shabir will talk about if really the issue is there's Pasha not wine available for Kiddush, they want to announce that so-and-so has wine, that people could go and get for Kiddush, so that's Mutter. Fine. Nun Gimel, Lachakas B'Shabbos. So they want to be machriz. Anybody who has any claims on the property should present them now or forever hold their peace. So you can't do that. Zot Mishabur, Lachakas Sheish Ba'isim, Kar Lahaskir. To just announce that there's a house available to buy or to rent. Because Tantino, Noigim Heter, the minig was in Constantine was to be matarit. The argument being it's part of, like the Sharatin says, it's part of Tzechei Rabim. People need a where to live, etc. So making people aware that there are places to rent or to buy, to live in, was called part of the Tzechei Rabim. The Shemus Gadim asks, even if the house which is available to buy or to rent belongs to Yisayimim, so you're presenting an opportunity to give Parnasa to Yisayimim, or it belongs to Hekdish, and this way Hekdish will be able to sell and make money, so we could argue whether that's called Tzarech Mitzvah. It's still not called Tzarech Mitzvah, because the main purpose over here was not to provide the Hekdish or the Yisayimim with money. The main purpose was that a person should find a house to rent or to buy. So that's not so that's not Mutter. They want to announce Nandalad that if anybody has any claim on the field, he has to present it. If he doesn't, he loses his schus. And their Mishnah is like this in Sanhedrin. At the end of the third parak, where the Bezdin can sort of make time limits. You know, the person says, well, I have a claim. Yes, we're going to give you 30 days to present your claim. If you don't present any claim within 30 days, you lose your claim. So the Bezdin can do that type of things. So they want to do this, so we can't do it on Shabbos, because it's not our Shabbos, it's just the business purpose. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, that Davke Gavna Osir the Havikidonis Adin. This statement of present your documentation or lose, it functions as part of a psak of a Bezdin to some extent. Bezdin is exercising their authority as a Bezdin to force the person to present or to lose. So that goes into judgments of Bezdin, which is also the Bezdin can't sit on Shabbos. If they just announce that whoever has any, you should know that this field is being put up for sale, anybody who has any claims should come. If that's all they say. Zadim Shabura, even though Alba Bishesh Takana Be'ir, Shim Lo Yagid, Butlus Chusay, and there is an established Takana in the city that after that announcement people have to come and present, otherwise they lose their Chusay. So it's not considered that the statement of if you have a claim coming, that's not done as a din. But we shouldn't be doing this. It's definitely the conversation is not a Shabbos conversation. It's talking about the rights to fields, which is not something you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. But if there's places which are noig l'kula, we can't protest them and stop them. Because we could argue, there is an argument to argue, it's called tzarchei rabim. Again, the same way we said before, the idea of maintaining the flow of money is considered tzarchei rabim. Maintaining the integrity of sales. And in other words, if we don't make this announcement, we can't have a stalemate. A person is going to come and start, you know, competing against this, you know, months and months down the road. You're going to put a damper on the buying and selling because the people are afraid of what's going to be happening down the road. But if we create this system where the person gets this announcement and the person has to present, if he doesn't present, he loses any claims. So people who, when they go ahead with the purchase, they feel much more comfortable that they're really purchasing something which will stay with them, because they know this tikkun has set that up, that that's how it's going to function. So that's part of maintaining the flow of merchandise and items for sale. That's a valid need of a tzarchi rab. That's what the mekilim hold. Ach shuinyan masmiyah, the truth, but the truth is it's something which definitely raises questions. Understand why it's mutter, but when it can't be moicha, because there's definitely some people argue like that. So that's the Rav Ash argues. He doesn't like it, but he can't answer it. You want to be machris that there's yayin available to purchase. It's also because the mecha kamepker. So and such and such have wine available to purchase. Now, because I'm going to run the dock, Malcolm Shkiach Yain Tuva. Wine was very available, so then the announcement is not Tzarech Mitzvah at all. But Malcolm Shan Motze Kolkach, wine is not so easily available. Havech Raza Al Yain Tzarech Mitzvah Bishvil Hiddish. So people will go on Shabbos and get wine, and they'll work out some way to make an arrangement for paying after Shabbos. They'll get the wine to make Kiddush on. So I want to announce that there's wine available. People can go get the wine and make Kiddush. Kamalkam, also the Haskar School Mekach, Mikol Gavni, discussing what the price is not definitely not what there is. There's a barrel, so-and-so has wine available to buy at $5 a barrel. You can't say that. You can't discuss the price. Kamsa Gimahago. Fine. Rishal Kosal Yachris Kadamborku, they should be machris Friday night. Your goal is to have the zebra there so you can be machris it Friday night, but before the Borch, before the Merkabal Shabbos. So you gain the mile of having the zebra there, that you want to publicize. And you gain also that it wasn't on Shabbos yet. But if, however, whatever reason they forgot to announce it, excuse me, then if they announce that there's wine available, they can't discuss what the merchant is charging. Okay. Sharasian points out that this heter does not apply to other types of drinks. It only applies to wine. Then he brings out the Rabbah says, maybe Shem Mutter, the Magen Rum says, the Sharasian says in the Magen Rum, by wine, it's obvious to people that the purpose over here is mitzvah. By other drinks, it's not obvious. So even if you're planning to use the Sharasian mitzvah, it's not obvious, you shouldn't get, we can't. So then this public announcement is degrading Shabbos publicly because people don't understand why there should be mutter. So we don't not matter that. Okay. Sif Yudalit. So this is a sad story. Right? Misha Sholchuloi. They came and they told him, Shitzia Bito, that they kidnapped his daughter, Mibeso Bishabas, Litzia Michal Yisro, in order to take her to baptize her. So, and if he immediately goes and retrieves her, he might get her back before that happens. Mitzalosum Laderach, Poma, Blishtal Batzalos, he should immediately go on Shabbos to save her. The Yerzafila Betchutz Shalos Pesha, even though he has to go beyond the Tchum, even though he's in the rice, according to many Shitas. And the Mishabur will say that even doing malach is the rice is mutter, and because mitzah she mechala one Shabbos rather than be mechala many Shabbosos. V'loy boy, if the person refuses to do that, so Boazin Gozin Lebezin will be Gozer on him and force him to go. He cannot opt out of this responsibility. Come on, Shem Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud. And in Hilchus, there it talks about the lochos of Tzolos Nefashos on Shabbos. It says that if they're forcing a person to do an Aveira, and we could stop him from doing the Aveira, save him from doing the Aveira by Mechal Shabbos, we're not Mechal Shabbos. So he's saying that at first glance seems to be a stira to what we're saying over here, but it's not really a stira. And the Mishnah Berurah will talk about why not. Nun vav shetzia bitoy urcha the milsanaka. It says the father to the daughter. That's the most common individual we're going to put this responsibility on. The huad and acher. It could be a third party, and somebody who's not related. But there are a lot of mechalal Shabbos to save her from the rest of her life being raised as a non-Jewish woman and being mechalal every single Shabbos. We're talking about that this was done against the person's will. Can he hear la losim the derech pama latzila? If the individual who's potentially doing the aveira, which is over here is the girl, was not negligent in any way, so yes, the Gemara says in Shabbos, I should do a lesser aveira to save a person from a greater aveira if that person wasn't negligent in some way. So being mechal every single Shabbos the rest of your life is the greater avera, and the chilul Shabbos of one Shabbos compared to that, I should be mechal one Shabbos to save them. But let's say they were negligent, and that's why it happens. Then I am not mechal one Shabbos to do that. If she was pesheya, ain lo levi lechal one Shabbos avura, they don't mean lo laodem chatei kadesh yizka chavercha. So you don't tell a person to do it. I should do an aveira, even a smaller aveira, to save somebody from a larger aveira. Again, if that was the situation that the girl basically got herself into the situation. But he already served the rabbanon and his mutter. So on that, the Shar Tzion says a memvav. After my mugger rumsim ration dal mashat, I feel a beisud rabbanon ain laver of erik is a pasher baatzma. Mistar by the isud rabbanon yesh lismach acher echad tirutza the Shabbos shom. It's a rabbi yesh lahakal feel a kishap shabbat tchila. So by there is a sheet in Tosfos which says that my imay rabbanon we don't have Reuven do an avera to save Shimon avera rabbanon to save Shimon from a avera deraisa. But there are other Tzitzim and Tosfos over here that Mitzaraba, we are Mekel. Chachay Mitzaraba Gadol Mizu, Kuzulay Tachzibo, maybe you're able to find some way to convince her not to do this.
Well, convince the daughter?
Yeah.
This seems to be a major marvokal for how care of organizations could function or inviting people to a meal on Shabbat. I'm sure
theoretically yes, just the parallels are pretty weak. This was you had a person in a state of keeping halacha, keeping Shabbos, etc., and they're about to leave, and you're doing something to stop them. And in the case with bonus, we have a reason to believe that if the person gets there and just saves them, they'll keep Shabbos the rest of their life. As opposed to, I'll have them over for Shabbos food, and maybe they will decide, when I do that 17 times, they decide they want to start keeping some Hilchos Shabbos. You know?
Right, so, not an exact parallel. But.
Right, I'm saying. But so the. But yeah, I mean, there is definitely some parallel over here. So you want to go, Chuzos Shalos Pasolos, Nunzayan, how to opt the Yesh, because they said the Raisa lays a Peskim. We're not to them to. The matzil to do an issa deraisa to save the woman. Who would anybody you start chel shabbos al yedei izab al yedei zeb beizam ilamet es malachas gav me sharpedomi. So why is that mutter? You mean Mechal Shabbos Teraisa? How's that mutter? The Chasher Tomer is a das gamer when she's going to convert. The Chal Shabbos the Tavet of Avodas Gedulim Mechol Yemeha. She's going to keep be Mechal Shabbos every single Shabbos. Do Avodas Zara. When you Chal Shabbos Pamachas, Nikra Yisur Zuta Neged Zeh. So this is a result of save when we call one Shabbos to save the, a lifetime of Shabbos. So the Gemara over there says the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara goes through multiple reasons how you know that you're allowed to mechal Shabbos to save a life. One of the pshatim is you mechal Shabbos achas kneshish mishabbos harbe. So we'll be mechal Shabbos to save the life. Talking about not the averus. Talking about person life is in danger. Or mechal to save a life. That this way the person will then go on to live multiple Shabbos and keep all of them. So the Mora says it will be in a scenario where the person. With the Mora says you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and the person is going to be a goyis, and so he's not going to keep many other Shabbos. So the Mora says that's not the source. The source is v'chai behem. But the Beis Meir says, you see from the sheet over here of the Beis Yosef, that the Mora wasn't doyech for that reason. Lagamri, the Mora says that reason has limitations. So there must be there's another reason also. But both reasons remain true. So therefore, in this scenario, which has nothing to do with endangering, it's not a v'chai behem, a l'shemos behem. There's no life threatening situation over here. But we still have the hetter to be mechala on Shabbos that they should keep many Shabboses. Rishon Ben Yisrael says Shabbos. Lasses is Shabbos. There is some. You should keep Shabbos in order to be able to. You reshamer Shabbos in order to be able to do the Shabbos. So we say, keep Shabbos. When by keeping Shabbos, you'll continue to do Shabbos. But by keeping Shabbos, you're not going to do Shabbos afterwards. The Yilad Mechal Shabbos. That's the more rush. Because we're going to rub the tzarchi in him and ask Tana Baraitzim Latzia Mechal Yisrael Miasa Gadol Chet Bishvilo. The Kabbalah name Bezan Mitzuvin Nafisha Miyisr. The media that have a kof nevesh mechal and alakotan, the mechalel of Shabbos echad keshi yishmer Shabbos as harbe, chenami ken. The rabbi daito lahakel dim lo yishtar alatzila tishar gam ken begadusa. So my grandma's mishrub mesupik. Right now it's on an avera, and the rabbi's argument is yeah, but we're looking towards what's going to happen in the future. And over there, even it's beratzen, pitik tana zaynus. So they're threatening Beryl over here. They should do an avera, right? Otherwise, they're going to kill him. And we can mechal Shabbos and save Beryl from doing that avera. So we're not mechal Shabbos. And here we are, Michal, when Sir Lakam. Tossi Marish writes him, Lonsa Shiabra Vera Pam Echot. Lahoke Philim, he have very good outlook, can lava the Vasgulim, ain't circle Shal Shabbos, can let's see it. We're not Michal Shabbos for one time to save from another Vera one time. Michal Shabbos, Gam can't cover the Vasgulim. See, even if it's the worst of Vera, but it's Zora, Kil Shabbos, it's not any Sir Zutza compared to the other thing. Mashenkin Khan, she saw him, Meris, the Chal Shabbos Oilum. So the funny classic dialogue, which the Magen Avraham says he doesn't understand why that should be mutter. He's referring to the din of Gerel Adam, so it's something of that sort. So now you know the girl can't do it on Shabbos, but he would travel now to be able to catch the person after Shabbos. Okay.
They still had that concept?
Apparently.